First 5 Santa Clara County, supporting the healthy development of children prenatal through age 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Welcome to the First 5 Santa Clara County Hot Topics podcast, illuminating stories and issues curious to the modern parent. Depression. It's a term tossed about in our culture, but who knew some of the youngest in our society might suffer from the condition?
Whenever this idea of preschool depression is mentioned, people's first reaction to it, and I said, I believe this is a completely irrational reaction, is, oh my God, they're going to be giving Prozac to three-year-olds. And that's where we get a lot of fear, and that's where we get a lot of doubt.
That's Joan Luby, psychiatrist and director of the Early Emotional Development Program at Washington University in St. Louis. Dr. Luby is currently conducting one of the most extensive studies of preschool depression in the world. She says while some people have a knee-jerk reaction opposing the existence of preschool depression, epidemiological studies done on the subject show depression in young children is real.
There's an epi study that was done at Duke by my collaborators, Egger and Engold, showing prevalence rates of about 1% to 2%.
1% to 2% is roughly 84,000 preschool children out of 6 million in the United States. So what is the most important sign of preschool depression? Dr. Luby says it's the symptom called anhedonia, an inability to enjoy activities and play.
If you observe your preschooler to have trouble deriving pleasure from activities and play that, you know, they at one time found pleasurable, and if this symptom is sustained, that's pretty much always a sign that further evaluation should be done.
Seeing and accepting abnormal behavior are the first steps in the healing process, says Dr. Charles Zena, psychiatrist and director of child and adolescent psychiatry at Tulane University.
To the extent that pretending like the problems don't exist or not being aware that the problems exist means that you can't really do anything about them.
Doing something about those problems early on is critical, says Julie Kurtz, chief program officer at First 5 Santa Clara County.
The brain is developing at a rapid rate between 0 and 5, more than any other time in our life. And the brain is most plastic, most malleable. And when you can recognize signs early and intervene, that really will help significantly with a pre-K child.
If the signs have been detected, Dr. Luby says the solution is definitely not prescribing Prozac, an antidepressant drug.
We do not recommend the use of antidepressants for preschoolers. We aren't testing antidepressants. That's not the treatment that we're targeting.
Rather, Dr. Luby advises parents to take a child with worrisome symptoms to a clinician who has experience working with 3- and 4-year-olds.
Who will evaluate the child over time, will observe them in play. If they go to a clinician who simply talks to the parent for 10 or 15 minutes and makes a diagnosis, then I think they should be very suspect, and really a comprehensive, developmentally appropriate evaluation needs to be done.
Julie Kurtz agrees and says while seeking professional help is key, parents can also play a role in helping their children feel better.
You don't have to be a psychologist or a therapist. You just have to sit there with your child and take an interest in what they're thinking and what they're feeling.
To review a list of local developmental screeners for preschool depression, please go to first5kids.org, where you'll also find local, state, and national resources about children ages 0 through 5. For more information about issues affecting our children like preschool depression, please subscribe to the First 5 Santa Clara County Hot Topics podcast. Also, be sure to tune in to our in-depth family focus podcast as well. The website again is first5, the number 5, kids.org.